Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the day for Wednesday, November 11th. Have to be a double donkey. Sometimes I walk in here and I come across more than one person who should get the credit they deserve for being stupid. And today is one of those days, okay? One hails from Florida, the other hails from Georgia. Which one do you want first? Okay, if I was going down 95 South from New York City, I would hit Georgia first, so let's start there. Kimberly Ragsdale, you are the first up to the front of the congregation. We would like to have a word with you. Now, Kimberly is 47 years old, and she was charged with impersonating an FBI agent. Why was Kimberly impersonating an FBI agent? Let's go to the Charlotte Observer for the report, please.
A Georgia woman faces charges after police say she posed as a federal agent and demanded free food from employees at a local Chick-fil-A. Kimberly Ragsdale, 47, was arrested and charged with impersonating a public officer after employees dialed 911 following her latest attempt to score a complimentary meal, according to an arrest report posted by the Rockmart Police Department. She was booked November 5th into the Polk County Jail and released on $3,000 bail after a two-day stint behind bars. Authorities said Ragsdale kept up the ruse even as she was being arrested, at one point pretending to talk into a radio supposedly hidden under her shirt and urging the FBI to send someone to her aid.
That's right. What other reason is there to dress up as an FBI agent? They get free fast food, duh. Now listen, at least this woman has taste because she went after Chick-fil-A. Without a shadow of a doubt to me, Chick-fil-A is the number one fast food restaurant, and it's not even close, okay? If you're going to take penitentiary chances, do it over something that tastes great with Polynesian sauce. Though I must say lately when I indulge in Chick-fil-A, that Chick-fil-A sauce slaps. Drop on a clues bomb for Chick-fil-A sauce, okay? Now I also have to commend Kimberly for staying in character the whole time. You might have missed this part of the news report. Let's listen to it.
Authorities said Ragsdale kept up the ruse even as she was being arrested, at one point pretending to talk into a radio supposedly hidden under her shirt and urging the FBI to send someone to her aid.
That's right. When police pulled up to Chick-fil-A to arrest Kimberly, okay, she kept the ruse going and told officers her credentials were electronic, okay, and started talking into her shirt like she was talking into a radio telling someone that they are arresting her, okay? How the hell you request backup to the home of the original chicken sandwich? Okay, the lines at Chick-fil-A already be long because people be trying to get that 440-calorie chicken sandwich, and here you go, causing more of a disturbance, all because you don't want to spend a couple extra dollars on Chick-fil-A like the rest of us. FYI, is there anyone out there with a Chick-fil-A hookup?
No.
I have never heard of anyone getting free Chick-fil-A because those workers at Chick-fil-A are angels. That's what the A in Chick-fil-A stands for, angels, okay? Chick-fil-A angels. And those angels at Chick-fil-A would never risk those positions because you want to pretend to be a Chick-fil-A agent to get a free spicy chicken sandwich. Not to mention, how you got money to bail out of jail, but you ain't got no money to buy no goddamn Chick-fil-A, Kimberly? $3,000 bail, so that means you probably had to pay 10%, $300. You ain't had no money for no Chick-fil-A, but you had money to bail out? Knock it off, Kimberly. Now, let's keep going. Okay, what does your Uncle Charlotte always say about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and Dustin Allen Coons is no exception. See, Dustin was in his Jeep, minding his business, and he started revving his engine up. You know those people that be at the light. So Toby Keaton, also a Florida resident, instead of minding his business, took his fool-up Florida ass over to Dustin's Jeep and asked him, why was he doing that? Would you like to know what happened next? Let's go to Florida Keys News for the report, please.
A Florida Keys man was jailed Halloween night after police said he threatened a man with a handgun while in his Jeep on Duval Street. The reason for the gun flash? Someone questioned the size of the driver's penis.
Stop right there. Let's play it again.
A Florida Keys man was jailed Halloween night after police said he threatened a man with a handgun while in his Jeep on Duval Street. The reason for the gun flash? Someone questioned the size of the driver's penis after he revved the Jeep's engine. According to the police report, you must have a small the driver said he was told. Dustin Allen Counts, 21, was arrested on felony charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, carrying a concealed weapon and dealing in stolen property. He was also arrested on a misdemeanor charge of driving without a valid driver's license.
This story's close to home, huh?
It's safe to say that 21-year-old Dustin does have a little penis. He was triggered. That's why he pulled his pistol out. If it wasn't true and you had a large penis, you would either laugh it off or pull out your meat. I mean, it's Florida, so I'm thinking on the level of a Floridian here. Any other state, someone tells you you must have a little penis, it's either A, flirting, or B, something to laugh off, but not in Florida. In Florida, if someone tells you that you have a small penis, you have to show them, okay? You got to show them what you're working with, because if you don't have anything to show them, you pull your gun out and threaten to shoot them. Okay, listen, when Beyonce wrote Ego, that song is so true to life because a lot of men's egos are directly correlated to their penis size. And if you have a very small penis, if you are used to hearing that about yourself, it definitely you know, can cause you to have a very fragile ego because there's nothing you can do to make your penis bigger. Now, what if Dustin would have pulled his gun on Toby after Toby just said he had a small penis and Toby replied, that gun is way bigger than your penis? What if Toby would have said your girl would much rather have that big-ass gun in her instead of your little-ass penis? That right there would have caused Dustin to shoot Toby, okay? See, the Serenity Prayer works for everything but penis size because that's the one thing you cannot accept that you can't change. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That sounds good. For everything except your penis size. All right? Some folks can't accept that. And Dustin was one of them. So let's please give Kimberly. What's Kimberly's last name? I forgot her last name already. Let's give Kimberly. What's her last name? I don't know. Let's give Kimberly and Dustin the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
This is whack.
What's whack?
I wanted to play a game.
You want to play a game? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's play a game of guess what race it is. Hit the goddamn intro drum.
You know, you guys got to give me a little heads up. You know, here we go.
I'm not giving you no head. What's wrong with you?
All right.
All right.
All right.
What?
Now let's go. Chick-fil-A lady. Black.
Hold on. Shut up, man. What? Why the producers got so crazy just now? They was like, dump. What did I dump? I told Drum I'm not going to give him no heads up. What's wrong with y'all?
What did you say?
I don't know what you thought I said. What did you think I said? I don't even want to play Guess What Race It Is.
I don't want to play no more either.
I don't want to play no more.
You know what?
I was all ready to play a game of Guess What Race It Is, and Eddie and Dan come running in here. I'm like, dump. Like, dump for what? Drum said I didn't give him a heads up. I said, I'm not giving no Drum no heads up. I'm not giving Drum no heads up.
You don't know what you said.
All right. You guys play too much, man. All right, up next is Ask Ye.
By the way, both of them are white, I think. I don't know what Dustin is. Can y'all tell me what Dustin is?
Dustin's.
Oh, damn.
Let's just go with the stereotype.
He's white.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.